UN Chief Weapons Inspectors Hans Blix and Mohammed El-Baradei held a press conference in Baghdad today on a weekend in which they had indicated that Iraq's increased cooperation would be crucial to avoiding war. With the world's eyes on them, both Blix and Baradei said that while a breakthrough might be too strong a word, they were encouraged at what they said was a distinct change in Baghdad's posture toward disclosure. Mohammed El-Baradei.
I think we made good progress on all these issues. I would say that I'm seeing a beginning of a change of heart on the part of Iraq. There are, I think, eagerness we have seen for them to move on these issues.
That estimation is likely to bolster the inspection argument before the UN Security Council on Friday. In the meantime, Germany and Russia say they will introduce a plan then, calling for more inspectors and UN troops. All of this could complicate Washington's timeline for a possible war with Iraq. NPR's Anne Gerrels joins us now from Baghdad. Anne, would you please expand on the inspector's assessment of the talks today?
Well, basically, they repeat it again and again. They think this process is moving ahead, not quite as much as they might want, but moving ahead. They make their next report on Friday to the UN Security Council, and if their statement is anything like what they said today, I think the Security Council will once again be split. Asked about a statement by President Bush that the game was over for Iraq, Hans Blix replied, "We're still in the game." But both of them, especially Mohammed El-Baradei, said Iraq's cooperation has got to be, as he put it, simultaneous in all areas. And he said that cooperation's going to be tested in the next days and weeks.
And what progress did they cite?
Well, it's uneven progress, I would say. The Iraqis handed over documents on the disposal of anthrax and VX nerve agent. UN officials say it's going to take a few days to assess that material. Blix said he had received assurances that Iraq would expand a commission to search for weapons and weapons programs and relevant documents, and he had hopes that Iraq was finally taking the disarmament issue seriously. They've been frustrated with Iraq's refusal to clarify what happened to the thousands of tons of chemical and biological weapons, insisting they need hard evidence, if not the order to destroy them, then the scientists who did it, or the place where the toxins were dumped. So far, we haven't gotten that far, I don't think. On the issue of scientists, Blix called it a mixed bag. He said it's encouraging that at long last a few Iraqi scientists have agreed to private interviews. The UN thinks they'd be more forthcoming if interviewed alone without a government minder. But some of those called in continue to balk at one-on-one sessions. And the UN is still trying to get a comprehensive list of scientists who were involved in key aspects of the weapons programs. The biggest disappointment of all, though, was there was no agreement from Iraq on overflights of U-2 spy planes.
Now, can the Iraqis hold out on that? There was apparently a statement after the press conference by a weapons advisor to Saddam Hussein saying that maybe they would get this worked out.
Yeah, they told the inspectors that maybe they can get it worked out by Friday, Friday being the key day when Blix and Baradei appear before the UN Security Council again. But so far, the Iraqis have held to their position that they can't guarantee the safety of high-altitude surveillance planes if U.S. and British fighter jets continue patrols over northern and southern Iraq, the so-called no-fly zones. Iraqi officials who don't recognize the zones have ordered anti-aircraft guns and missile batteries to target the planes. So we're stuck on that one.
What was Iraq's response to the Blix and Baradei press conference?
Oh, I think unquestionably they feel under pressure. The fact that a chief advisor to Saddam Hussein gave such a quick press conference tonight, that they gave such a quick press conference after Secretary of State Powell spoke earlier this week to the UN, is quite extraordinary. And they said today, "We've been truthful throughout the time we began to work with the UN this time round, and our track record is clean." The pressure is on. But so far, these sticking issues, I mean, for instance, these documents, he said some of the documents had been left over and forgotten, the ones that were put forward today. Well, considering that anthrax and the VX issues have been key from the start, that's pretty extraordinary. And I think that's going to feed into the Bush administration's charges that Iraq continues to play cat and mouse games.
NPR's Anne Gerrels, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.